translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivinoda Swami Prabhupada. Those who drink through oral reception, fully filled with nectar and message of Lord Krishna, the beloved of the devotees, purify the polluted aim of life known as mere enjoyment, and thus go back to Godhead, to the lotus feet of Him, the personality of Godhead. Srila Prabhupada's purport. The sufferings of human society are due to polluted aim of life, namely lording it over the material resources. The more human society engages in exploitation of the undeveloped material resources for sense gratification, the more it will be entrapped by the illusory material energy of the Lord. And thus the distress of the world will be intensified instead of diminished. The human necessities of life are fully supplied by the Lord in the shape of food, grains, milk, fruit, wood, stone, sugar, silk and jewels and cotton, salt, water, vegetables, etc. in sufficient quantity to feed and care for the human race of the world, as well as the living beings on each and every planet within the universe. The supply source is complete, and only a little energy by the human being is required to get his necessities in proper channel, into the proper channel. There is no need of machines and tools or huge steel plants for artificially creating comforts of life. Life is never made comfortable by artificial needs, but by plain living and high thinking. Highest perfectional thinking for human society is suggested here by Sukadeva Goswami, namely sufficiently hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. For men in this age of Kali, when they have lost the perfect vision of life, the Srimad Bhagavatam is a torchlight by which to see the real path. So Jiva Goswami Prabhupada has commented on the Kathamritam mentioned in this verse and has indicated Srimad Bhagavatam to be the nectar and message of the personality of Godhead. By sufficient hearing of Srimad Bhagavatam, the polluted aim of life, namely lording it over matter, will subside, and the people in general in all parts of the world will be able to live a peaceful life of knowledge and bliss. For a pure devotee of the Lord, any topics in relation to His name, fame, quality, entourage, etc. are all pleasing, and because such topics have been approved by great devotees like Narada, Hanuman, Nanda Maharaj and the other inhabitants of Vrindavan, certainly such messages are transcendental and pleasing to hear to the heart and soul. And by constant hearing and messages of this Bhagavad Gita, later Srimad Bhagavatam, one is assured herein by Srila Sukadeva Goswami that he will reach the personality of Godhead and render Him transcendental loving service in the spiritual planet of the name Goloka Vrindavan, which resembles a huge lotus flower. Thus, by the process of bhakti yoga directly accepted as suggested in this verse, by sufficient hearing or transcendental message of the Lord, the material contamination is directly eliminated without once attempting to contemplate the impersonal Virat conception of the Lord. And by practicing bhakti yoga, if the performer is not purified from the material contamination, he must be a pseudo devotee. For such an impostor, there is no remedy for being freed from material entanglement. Thus ends the Bhaktivinoda purpose, the second canto, second chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled The Lord in the Heart. I will go through this prayer by Sanatana Goswami. O Srimad Bhagavatam, O nectar and churn from the ocean of all the scriptures, O most prominent transcendental fruit of all Vedas, O you who are enriched with jewels of all spiritual philosophical conclusions, O you who grant spiritual vision to all the people of the world, O life breath of the Vaishnava devotees, O Lord, you are the sun which has arisen to dispel the darkness of the Kali Yuga. You are actually Krishna who has returned among us. O Srimad Bhagavatam, I offer my respectful obeisance unto you. By reading you, one attains transcendental bliss, for your symbols rain pure love of God upon the reader. You are always to be served by everyone, for you are an incarnation of Krishna. O Srimad Bhagavatam, O my only friend, O my companion, O my teacher, O my great wealth, O my deliverer, O my good fortune, O my bliss, I offer my respectful obeisance unto you. O Srimad Bhagavatam, O giver of saintliness to unsanity, O giver of saintliness to unsaintly, O lifter of the very fallen, please do not ever leave me. Please become manifest within my heart and my throat, accompanied by pure love of Krishna. So, in this purport, covers many points which apply actually to the members of the Hare Krishna movement. It speaks about the sufferings of human society due to the polluted aim of life, namely lording it over the material resources. So we can see how Srila Prabhupada, he set up, he wanted farm communities, simple living, high thinking, cow protection. In the teaching of Queen Kunti, Prabhupada comments how Krishna's purpose of coming to the material world is to protect the cows, the brahmanas and devotees. And in this way, the whole human society benefits. And we can see the contrast between modern society of democracy, Prabhupada called it demon crazy, how they oppose these three things. They go against not respecting brahmanas, they kill the cows, and they have no respect for devotees. So, when these kind of things are happening, it cannot go on for long. Because if someone goes against brahmanas, cows and devotees, then their lifespan is shortened, their good fortune is taken away, untimely death is there. So, as far as devotees go, devotees don't need to worry because Krishna is directly protecting them. It says how the three expansions of Krishna, Mahavishnu, Garbhoda Krishna, and Siddha Krishna Vishnu, they are overseeing the material world. They are overseeing the function of the material world, how it's happening. But when someone surrenders to Krishna, he directly takes charge of someone. So we can see even in the present time of this pandemic of coronavirus and things happening, the temple is still going on as normal. It's not like any big changes. Like change of programs in temple standards in terms of mangalartis and everything is normal. It's just some devotees are taking more precaution than others. But on a deep understanding, we can see like in Prabhupada's time, so many things were happening when Prabhupada came to the West in 1965. Prabhupada to deal with the hippies, cleanliness standards were not so high. He had to give so many corrections to bring them to the Brahminical standard. But Prabhupada always emphasized on cleanliness, having good sadhana, teaching his followers the importance of avoiding the 10 offenses of the holy name. This is like the foundation of spiritual life. Avoiding bad association, keeping good association. These four things will keep give one clear vision on the path of spiritual life. And this path of Krishna consciousness is a very joyful process. Prabhupada was asked by a reporter, say if Krishna is not there and you're doing this process, so what's your goal? So Prabhupada said, at least it's a nice process, chanting, dancing, feasting. And Prabhupada told him, say if Krishna is there, what are you going to do? So he couldn't say anything. So so we can see actually these kind of things when they happen, like disturbances, it wakes people up, and many become devotees because it makes them think, what's the world about, you know? Why so much suffering? Things are not going my way, how I plan things. Things are going opposite way against me. And people also face the three, four miseries, adhyatmik, adhidevik, adhibhautik, miseries by the body and mind. In these situations, the modes get heavier, so it affects people in a more heavier way. So goodness, passion, ignorance. So in these times, one has to be very focused in one's goal. It's like a situation where it's very clear cut. It's either Maya or Krishna. So if you're not turning to Krishna, then Maya is there to correct you. But then Prabhupada also said that if you're really following the Krishna's instructions, even if difficulties come, you have nothing to worry. And he gave the example, just like a good citizen may see a policeman, but the policeman is a friend of the citizen. But for the criminal, the policeman is, he will run because he's done wrong. So Maya is just doing her service to Krishna. So when disturbances do come, we should not be worried because we are not part of the disturbance. Those who are doing disturbance, they will be punished. That's it. So we have to come to the conviction that Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita and Chaitanya Charitam is the real reality in life. We should not take these books just like storybooks. If you take them like storybooks, then benefit won't be much. But if you enter these scriptures and you try and meditate and contemplate how they apply to you, then at some point in your practice, you'll enter these leelas. In the ninth chapter of Bhagavad Gita, text 2, Prabhupada explains in the purport, he says that he gives the example of Narada Muni, how he was a maidservant's son. He never went to school and he was just serving his mother, and then he met the Bhaktivedantas and he served them. And through their blessings, by their blessings, he became Narada Muni. And Prabhupada comments in the purport that even one may be not that learned, but just coming in touch with the acharyas, all knowledge will be manifest to one. So that's the blessing of coming in touch with the parampara. That if we follow those teachings, if we are sincere, then blessings will come. Because even in the material world, if you want to live by yourself, you can't do it. You need blessings from other people around you. So same thing in spiritual life, that it's not like you can do it with your own strength. You need blessings of those who are practicing around you. Now let's try and understand what does it mean, simple living, high thinking. We can see the modern civilization is not simple living, high thinking. It is mostly based on mode of passion, ignorance. And passion and ignorance leads to degradation. Whereas Prabhupada wanted farm communities, cow protection, growing our own vegetables, not being part of the modern society. Because at some point this whole, there was a prediction by Prabhupada, he said in 1973, 50 years the whole modern civilization will crumble. So not long to go, another 2 years. And Prabhupada mentioned that when it crumbles, people will run to our farm communities. They will take shelter of devotees. So we have to become self-sufficient. So we can see the human being got high intelligence. Animals go by their instinct. They don't. You can't bring a bunch of dogs and speak Srimad Bhagavatam up to them. But the human beings have got this high intelligence to understand about who is Krishna, who is God. They can understand scriptures, they can ask questions. So the human form of life is a special gift. It says in the Bible, man is made in the image of God. So we can see the human form of life is very special in that sense. That is, gives one a chance to become self-realized. There's a quote actually. The Srimad Bhagavatam, it says, chapter 2, text, chapter 2, chapter 10, text 1. It discusses the 10 topics of Srimad Bhagavatam. So if one reads the purport to this, he'll, just understanding this, one can contemplate, just by reading Srimad Bhagavatam, one can achieve perfection. In the purport he says the highest perfection of thinking for human society suggested here by Sukadeva Goswami, sufficient hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. For men in this age of Kali, when they have lost their perfect vision of life, the Srimad Bhagavatam is a torchlight by which to see the real path. The age of Kali only affects those who lack knowledge and who don't take association of devotees. They don't take the path of self-realization. So it affects those kind of people who don't strive for the perfection of life. Because it's mentioned how it says there are four direct manifestations of the Lord in this world. So that's the deity form, the holy name, Mahaprasad and the devotees, the Vaishnavas, four direct manifestations of the Lord in this world. So, by coming in touch with these four direct manifestations, actually Lord Chaitanya, he simplifies it in the Chaitanya Mangala. He says, in this world there is only two real things which are relevant, which are significant for benefiting everyone. Everything else is temporary. He says the Vaishnavas and the holy name. So by coming in touch with the Vaishnavas, then these other three will manifest. You get knowledge through chanting the holy name. By hearing the Vaishnavas, you understand the importance of chanting the holy name. Ignorance gets destroyed. And also, he says, by even seeing a Vaishnava, he says, going to the holy places, it may take many, many years to get purified. The purification won't be quick. It may take many, long, long time. But coming in touch with Vaishnavas who are advanced, then it's the same as going to the holy places. You get a more benefit actually in coming in touch with advanced devotees. Because Narottam Das Thakur, he says, it's a useless endeavor to go to holy places when you can achieve perfection simply by chanting the holy name of Govinda. So the real benefit of going to holy places is hearing from advanced devotees. There are two kinds of Bhagavatas, two kinds. There's a book Bhagavat and the person Bhagavat. So, in the beginning of taking to Krishna consciousness, it's a scientific process. You need the association of devotees, and by the association in time, you take a spiritual master. Under his guidance, he helps you to come to the stage of firm faith. And from that, after firm faith, everything, your spiritual advancement will come very quick. So this anatta nivritti stage is the stage we have to struggle with. But if you are very serious, sincere and serious, then even this anatta-nivritti stage will become very quick to overcome. Because it's explained how Krishna is very eager to reciprocate with us. He's looking at many ways to find out how he can give mercy to us. And the example is there in Lord Chaitanya, he says one time he was going to use the toilet and he was holding his tongue, and there was this boy Gopal, and Lord Chaitanya was saying, I'm doing a filthy habit, how come I can't keep my tongue in control, it's going up and down. And Gopal said, no one could answer, but this boy Gopal answered by saying that actually the holy name can be chanted in all situations. So even in a toilet you can chant the holy name. You could leave your body and chant the holy name. Holy name never gets contaminated. So Lord Chaitanya, he backed that up and he said, I consider you my guru, your Gopal guru. And he made him a guru, Gopal guru. Jeva Dhamma, Bhakti Vinod Thakur quotes Gopal Guru. So, in this story, it gives the point that even though one may not be advanced on the highest platform, but even desiring to become to the advanced platform, the mercy is already there. Because Krishna is very eager to reciprocate with his devotees. So, the Srimad Bhagavatam is based on the discussion with devotees. right from the beginning of the Bhagavatam, how questions by the sages, and then it goes on to it's very nicely presented, how first step in God realization, Lord in the heart, the only thing we need is to get trained up by devotees, advanced devotees, get their blessings. Then we can enter the book Bhagavat. Because it says, the line of spirit, the path of spiritual life is based on Guru, Sadhu, Shastra. Three lines of authority. So if we follow these three lines of authority, then the mind will not degrade us. If we just listen to the mind, we become degraded. So the higher understanding is we have to train our intelligence to become strong. Intelligence is like a bodyguard. Example is given, just like if someone bribes a bodyguard, then he can cause trouble to others. So if we don't strengthen our intelligence, which is like the bodyguard, then the mind will take over and cause trouble for us. So it's very Shishi Radha Gokulanda ki, Sitaram Bhaksaman Gornitai ki, Jai. So I'll... There's a verse here. Okay, I'm going to quote this. Okay, so this is one teaching Queen Kunti. This is Prabhupada's explanation of the Srimad Bhagavatam, how is simply by hearing and chanting the verses of Srimad Bhagavatam, one can be purified. Whatever knowledge exists in the world is present in Srimad Bhagavatam. It includes literature, poetry, astronomy, philosophy, religion, and love of Godhead. Srimad Bhagavatam Pranam Amalam. If one simply reads Srimad Bhagavatam, he gains the topmost education. For if one studies Srimad Bhagavatam, he will be well versed in every subject matter. Even if one does not understand a single word of the mantras of Srimad Bhagavatam, the vibrations themselves have such power that simply by chanting one will be purified. Simvintam Svakata Krishna Punya Samana Ketana. The words Punya means pious, Samana means hearing, and Ketana means chanting. One who chants or hears the verses of Srimad Bhagavatam becomes pious automatically. To become pious, one generally has to endeavor a great deal. But if one simply hears the verses of Srimad Bhagavatam or Bhagavad Gita, one becomes pious automatically. Therefore, it is a rigid principle in every temple of our Krishna consciousness movement that there must be a daily class for hearing and chanting. Our movement is meant for training spiritual leaders. Without hearing and chanting, it is impossible to become a leader. Of course, in the material world it is possible, but not in the spiritual world. So we can see Prabhupada also mentions in Bhagavad Gita, I think 9th chapter, one of the purports, he says, without the taking of the, if someone doesn't chant the Hare Krishna mantra, then his devotional service hasn't begun. So, this is also essence of Srimad Bhagavatam, because at the end of the Srimad Bhagavatam, Sukadeva Goswami says, Kali dosinine rajan astike mahagun kitanava krishna muktam param brajet, that although the age of Kali is an ocean of faults, but there is one good quality in this age, that simply by chanting the Hare Krishna one can overcome all these difficulties. So and in this particular time which we are in now, Lord Chaitanya has come and he simplified everything, knowing the condition of the people in this particular time and age. He's saying that you take to this chanting of Hare Krishna, you take to your associate devotees, take prasadam, simple life, you go back to Godhead. Because there's this Bala Bhushan, he gives a quote, he says, Krishna is an ocean of mercy, he is fair to everyone. But someone who does not think that Krishna is fair to everyone, is an ocean of mercy, for that person, the surrender of Krishna will be very difficult. So, this is why Prabhupada emphasized reading his books. By reading his books, through knowledge is compared to fire, it burns everything up. So, by having proper knowledge, our conviction becomes strong to practice Krishna consciousness. And in this way, we can help others also on the right path. And actually, our difficulties are not much compared to what the acharyas went through. Very significant. So we just have to convince ourselves about following this path of Krishna consciousness. And actually in Prabhupada's time, to take to the path of Krishna consciousness is very difficult. In a sense that not all the books were written and not all the lectures were out. Devotees would hear one lecture amongst a group. They would discuss things. But they had Prabhupada's interaction in terms of guidance. But now everything is laid in front of us. All the books are out. All the Prabhupada's lectures are out. We just have to take to the process and make our conviction stronger about what is Krishna consciousness. And then by this, just time is separating us before we leave our body. Because it's given by Vishnu Chakra Thakur, he comments that once, when you take to spiritual life, your material body dissolves. Your material body dissolves and subtle body dissolves, and your spiritual body manifests. And so even a devotee who takes to Krishna consciousness, he can feel the benefit. At some level, the benefit is felt immediately. I was hearing this lecture by one devotee called Amogha Lila. He's preaching in, I think, Dwarka. And he gave a lecture on how to overcome bad habits. So he gave his example. He was saying how he was addicted to drinking a lot of tea. So his parents were thinking, what's going to happen to him? He's going to think of tea when he dies. So then he came to the temple one time, the ISKCON temple. I think in Chowpatty or... And he asked the devotees, what are you doing? So they said, we chant Hare Krishna on the beads, 108 beads, 16 rounds. And they told him that you're a new person, so you can start with 2 rounds. So he said, why 2? Why not 16? So he did 16 rounds on the first day. And after that, his tea problem went out the window. No more tea. And parents were shocked. They thought, what happened? So that shows. So he explained from his realization how generally to get mercy, to get purification, it takes a long time. But sometimes mercy can be very quick as well. Like he said, in my case, I did 16 rounds immediately. The tea problem went out the window. Because I had faith in the holy name. The holy name took my tea problem away. Any comments or questions? Or Mataji's got a question? Or Prayojan's got a question?
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, thank you. It's a very nice class. Very wonderful points. My question is, you know, you said if one hasn't begun chanting, then their devotional service has not begun. At the same time, we hear, like when we go out for Sankirtan, when we encourage someone to just say Hari Bol, then they have become a devotee. So then how do you know who is a devotee and who is not Krishna's devotee? And because normally they say if they have chanted, like, you know, people say that the way to know one is a devotee is if you just chanted once. But then if your chanting has not begun, then are they non-devotees and should we not associate with them?
Well, the thing is, according to, there's a quote by Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, he says that until the point one gets initiated, he's just gaining spiritual piety. He's just building up his spiritual piety. But at some point, if one does not take initiation, then that spiritual piety will run out. And one will struggle again. So at some point, one has to commit to the process, you know, like having a spiritual master and becoming serious in his chanting by throwing 10 offenses to the holy name. So this is a scientific process, how to go back to Godhead. So if one does it his way, if one does it, a person does it his way, it'll just take many more births. But if you do it how Prabhupada has given it, then in this lifetime you can go back to Godhead. Is that okay? Okay.
It's true what you say, isn't it? It's got to start somewhere. It's not just say who's... How can we tell who's a pure devotee just when they hear a thing? Actually, the object of Harinam Sankirtan is that you give the holy name and see what happens. And I can only give an example of myself. I heard it in at a pop festival, the Hare Krishna record. And I liked it. And I thought it was a really amazing record. But I didn't really know at that time that a seed had been planted. Because I just wondered what it was, you know. And then I started to... somebody gave me Bhagavad Gita as it is, much later in life, many years later. And Prabhupada started talking about Hare Krishna. So I felt curiosity that I thought, oh, you know, what's he saying? You know, this Hare Krishna mantra that I heard at a pop festival. And so it's a seed. It just when anybody hears it, we're not looking who's a pure devotee and not a pure devotee when they hear it. It's what counts is that you say Hare Krishna, and that's you really planted the seed. And the one thing you mentioned about giving up tea drinking, that was really nice, because when I was listening to a conversation outside the old cubby hole there, and a person says, do you know, since I've been chanting Hare Krishna, do you know, I haven't had time to read all the the magazines, newspapers, they're just piling up, but I just haven't had time to read them. So what took over was the Maha Mantra, actually. He became thing, and then eventually he just gave him up, you know. It was like, so that was good, that comment you made there. It starts at some point. It's just a trigger. Mm. And when somebody starts to chant, then automatically the process will work if the seed's planted. You know, it's not a case you compare in persons if they're a Vaijam, but you made out that actually as it goes on, you get initiated, you develop, then that's it. Yeah.
I think Mataji is, there are two Matajis there, whatever.
Hare Krishna, thank you for the class and the discussion. And I just wanted to add to the Prabhuji's comment about hearing the holy name and not knowing, and the question about Agyata Sukriti, that actually Agyata Sukriti is like, and this is my understanding, because we've discussed this point, is like preparing the ground and actually meeting the Guru Krishna Kripaya Pai Bhaktilata Beej, is that we actually get the beach, the seed, by meeting Guru and getting a mercy of Krishna from Guru. So this is actually the beginning of the scientific process of hearing from Guru. And the Agyata Sukriti is like preparing the ground, mm-hmm. so that the seed will take quickly or take immediately or better. mm-hmm. So actually devotional service, like you said, doesn't start. The Agyata Sukriti helps to prepare the ground, you know, to get the good impressions, you know, by hearing the devotees, everything. But the moment one actually understands by hearing from Guru and starts devotional service, that's when the bij, the lata, bhakti lata, is starting to properly grow. And then the devotional service, the scientific process, it's a really important point that you made. Mm. I think, you know, so important for devotees to understand that the spiritual science and everything is, very clear, and there is a method. And thank you for starting the question and for allowing me to comment.
Good question here.
Hare Prabhu, you know, you said that if you don't get initiated, you've got the initial mercy, and it goes. But now, what if someone is sincerely practicing, following Prabhupada's instructions, but then something happens? They haven't managed to choose who's their guru in this lifetime, and they possibly
Krishna is very merciful. Actually, you know,
yeah.
he understands circumstances of everyone. I know a devotee. He's very sincere. But he had family, and I think in Falklands War his two sons died and something happened. And but whenever he was coming to the temple here, he never used to criticize anyone. Always be happy mood, serving devotees. And he left his body in Mayapur. How to understand that? You can't. I think Mahavishnu Swami gave him a name to encourage him in his spiritual path. He gave him shelter through shiksha and gave him a spiritual name. He was sincere. So Krishna knows. The Guru, Krishna sends the Guru when you're ready. That's how it works.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna. Is that it? Antaraj Srimad Bhagavatam. Anyone else? No? Antaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Prabhupada ki jai.